All right, very second episode of the Smallville MFs. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
And let's just get right into the episode. So this episode is labeled Metamorpho, and it's the bug boy episode.
The Spider-Man
episode. So Jesse, what did you think about the main villain of this the meteor freak of the week?
You're pretty weird.
They're pretty weird.
Like when he was like, I don't know. It's like nobody should ever be able to do that.
That's
pretty gross.
Oh right. Okay. The scene when he's tearing off his face, like his skin is like
and
dropping.
Everything.
Yeah. That. Oh man.
It's
that's
pretty bad.
So gross. But okay. Back when okay the starting of the episode the. It's the ending of the first episode where it's like, thanks for saying that last dance for me, Lana. Like, at the end, like Clark does the whole weird, like, scene Lana thing. But the weird thing is, it literally starts right after, like, oh, the camera goes into the stars and the episode's over. But the next episode, it's in the stars, like, it does the whole scene again.
Come back.
And then it goes to him.
Yeah, sleeping.
It goes to the bug boy.
Oh, does it?
Or the Metamorpho, I'm going to call him that.
Yeah.
Metamorpho, like, putting a box in Lana's room, and it's full of butterflies.
No, first he was stalking on that tree.
No, okay, he has a video recorder there.
Stalker 101.
Stalker 101. More of a stalker than Clark.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so weird because when he gets home, his mom's, like, watching videotapes of Lana. He's like, is this what you do in your free time?
Dude, that was so bad.
I was like, well, that's weird. Like, I would have just seen, like, the tapes, like, 1 second and just turn it off. I'm like, oh, my gosh. My son's a weirdo. Like, my son's a creeper, and I gotta deal with this.
She just left it on and left the room.
Yeah, like, she's watching it the whole time. She's like, huh, well, that's weird. And then she realizes what she's watching, like, right after.
And he's a really bug collector guy.
Oh, yeah, he collects bugs, and she's like, I'm gonna send you up for military school. Yeah, right, Mom. I'm serious.
I'm serious this time.
And it's like, who's gonna take all my bugs? I'm like, dude, you don't have any, like, exotic bugs. They're just gonna be let out
like
in the wild.
Fireflies.
Yeah, just weird. And then he's like, I'll save all of your bugs.
He gets
and
in that rage
gets
mode.
In that weird car. And then I think one of the coolest/funniest things of the episode was the song he was playing in his car, the cut my life into.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, like, gosh, that's
a hardcore savage.
Guy's just a regular teenager in the early 2000s. And he breaks one of the jars and all the bugs get on him.
Which have kryptonite in them.
Which are like kryptonite infected, which we'll get to. And he's like, like runs into a lamppost, and he's like, and then it cuts to Clark. Well, it cuts to this weird view of Smallville, just flying around Smallville, and then it shows Lana's house again, but instead we see Lana sleeping this time, which is a new view of Lana this now.
Yeah.
And we see Lana sleeping, and then it's Clark's face. He's hovering over Lana. More of a creeper now. He's more of a creeper than Bug Boy now. Metamorpho. And he's like, he's just hovering over her, and she says, it's all your fault, Clark. Because in the first episode, he deals with her parents' death on his hands. But,
cool.
I mean, it wasn't really on his hands, but still.
It was his fault, kind
of. Yeah, I mean, he thinks it's his fault, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
But he's like, and then she says, it's all your fault, Clark. And he wakes up. hovering over his bed and just drops on the bed and the bed breaks.
That's pretty much the first glimpse of him flying you see.
Yeah, and through the whole season, really.
Yeah, it's the first thing you see, yeah.
I mean, I guess that's a spoiler for you, but I'm... But, by the way, Jesse has never seen Smallville until now. Yeah. And, I mean, I guess that's a little bit of a spoiler, but he doesn't fly anymore. He doesn't fly at all. This whole season, that's the only time you'll see him hover.
Really?
Anything like that.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. That's
the only time. Does he know that he can do it, though?
Does he... Well, remember he talks to his dad about it. He's like, Dad, I was hovering. Mm-hmm. He's like, huh, hovering. Getting into some new deaths, Clark. And it's like, yeah, I know, Dad. How do I fix it? And then, you know, a lot of dads have the answers, Clark, but I don't. I'm like, dude, if I was Jonathan, I'd be like, dude, I have no idea.
You just embrace it. That's what I tell my son.
That's what you tell your son?
Just you do you, fam.
Oh, that's what you tell your son. By the way, Jesse doesn't have any kids.
Oh. Yeah, but don't.
Wow, that's what you tell your son.
That's what I would tell my son.
That's what you tell your dog.
Yeah, it's Kratos.
I think Jonathan, as a father, he really... His whole character is he doesn't him and Martha they don't know how to really deal with it, but they still deal with it
like in a weird way
the best way they can, because like it's, even Clark doesn't know how to deal with it, and he's like the problem.
Yeah,
but I like how good of parents there are. Like other parents would be like, whoa, well you're out, like stuff like that, like go to the military or something like that. And they're like, oh, we have to deal with this, Jonathan, because he came in our lives, whatever.
But really, he did. We didn't go in our lives.
He just fell.
He was just walking around at like 4 years old.
Yeah. By the way, if you heard the cough, it was just Jesse just cleaning his phone.
Oh, I didn't cough on it, did I?
You just went. but back to going to Lex, into the mind of Lex Luthor, into the bald mind.
Best character of all time.
Okay, I really like him in this episode mostly because of how like he's helping out Clark and stuff. Like, you didn't really have to do anything. You just could have just told Lana about Whitney hanging you up, and he's like, nah. Clark's such an idiot. Like, well, I mean, I guess in a way his character's like honorable. Like, no, nah, that would screw up their relationship, even though Whitney's obviously crazy.
Yeah, he like, really is weird.
He may be kind of sympathetic with Lana, but he's freaking crazy. I'm going to string you up in a cornfield, Clark. You're this year's scarecrow. No, that's crazy.
I don't know.
Crazy guy.
I don't know, but I'm as a guess, a foreshadow, he's going to like end up getting some villain superpower.
Villain superpower? That's a good assumption.
That would suck for Lana, unless they're already broken up then.
That's a good assumption. I don't know. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I can't tell you anything. But that is a very good that's a good assumption. You know, okay. At the at the festival, one of my favorite I think it's one of my favorite scenes. But
the whole trilogy or
No. One of my favorite scenes. Probably just one of my favorite scenes.
Gotcha.
And it's just them at the carnival or whatever in Smallville, and Clark's like putting up fruit and stuff like that. And Whitney comes over with Lana. He's like, Clark, get some fruit. And Lana's like, Whitney's like, I'll help. Goes over there. Hey, Ken, you know that was just a prank, right? He's like, whatever. And then, hey, I need Lana's necklace back. And he was like,
too bad.
I don't have it. And then, like, well, it's her favorite, you know? He's like, you better go out in that cornfield and get it. And I was, like, thinking, like, Clark just brings out some, like, sunglasses and just, like, walks away.
One of those memes where I'm the one who...
Yeah, one of those, like, amazing moments of, like, the realism of Clark, like, why don't you go out in there and get it?
Yeah,
like, whoa, Bennett.
Did he just say that?
Yeah, like, whoa, dude, did that just happen? And then Clark just, like, looks at the camera. That did just happen.
Going back to Lex.
Oh, going back to Lex.
I don't like how his dad don't like him.
His dad doesn't like him?
Clark's dad?
Oh, yeah, Clark's dad. Clark's dad.
He's not giving him a chance.
Remember, he was like, Mr. Kent shakes his hand.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have to go, hey, at least I got a handshake this time. At least he got a handshake that time.
At least he did get that handshake.
He got a handshake, okay?
Oops.
He got the handshake.
Skills.
I like how we're not even talking about Lana, because she's just not even much of a character.
Not on this episode.
Yeah, I mean, not on this episode. She just plays, like, one of the regular things that she will play, I promise you. She's going to play this a lot in Smallville. She's playing the damsel in distress in this episode.
Did she do it?
Towards
the end.
Yeah.
Spider-Man
got
her.
The way, after the carnival, Metamorpho, like, knocks, like, jumps on Whitney's truck. By the way, I have no idea how he got the truck out of that truck sandwich in the first episode.
Was it the same truck?
Yeah, it was the same. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was to be the same truck.
I wonder if they forgot that they did that.
They probably didn't. I don't think any of the CW shows really mention any of the little things that they put in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a pretty big thing. Like,
your truck was just squashed.
I guess it's like a deleted scene or something, because I remember watching a deleted scene from the first from the first episode, and it says Chloe, Pete, and Clark are walking, like, in the beginning, and Chloe says, oh, look at the jocks in their trucks, and, like, that foreshadows the later scene. I'm like, I guess that wasn't needed, but that was, like,
it would have helped.
That helped a little bit.
Yeah, like, a lot of the signs on this give a lot of foreshadowing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's not even actual foreshadowing, but then you're like, maybe it is. Like, you don't know, but sometimes there is. Like, you don't know, but you really do know. Like, you know what I mean?
You're like, you're pretty sure that might happen, but you won't be mad if it doesn't.
Yeah, you're pretty sure, but you're not so sure.
Because the camera gets all up on the sign, and, like, it stays there for, like, a good, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and, like,
so you like, put in your mind, does that mean something, or is it just a regular thing?
Bro, I keep thinking so many people about to die, dude.
Oh, yeah. Jesse, you keep thinking that, like, everyone's about to die, like, in the Metamorpho episode, you thought Whitney was about to die.
And Lana.
Well, you thought Whitney was about to die because, like, Metamorpho got on his truck.
Yeah.
And you were like, eh.
Yeah, I don't like
You don't like Whitney at all.
I like the actor, but I don't like the character.
Yeah, I mean, the actor, he's a good actor, but, wait, actually, what was the actor's name? Hold on. What was the actor's name? It's
Eric Johnson.
Oh, Eric Johnson. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. That took a long time.
Yeah.
But Eric Johnson. I mean, he's a being a non-homosexual male. I am.
Mm.
He's a good-looking guy. You know, like, he's not like. I mean, no offense to Sam Jones III. He's not a Pete-looking guy. He's not a small, scrawny guy. I mean, he's not Pete, but he's a pretty good-looking guy. I could see how Lana and him got together, but his character is just like, you and Clark are totally doing something, and then, no, we're not. No, you are. No, you're not. No, we're not. Yes, you are. Just keep on and off.
I wonder if there's going to be a backstory for how they got together.
A backstory, like a flashback, Arrow does it.
Yeah, because they were already together the first episode.
I don't know, actually. Well, I can't tell you anything again.
Yeah.
But that would be a good idea, with flashback.
Like, maybe
because the show does do flashbacks a few times. It's not like as repetitive as Arrow, but like it does do flashbacks a lot, and. That would be a good idea.
That'd be pretty cool.
But,
I mean, if back not, to, so be it.
Yeah, right. Back to what happens on the truck, because we haven't really talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
when Metamorpho gets on the truck, he makes Whitney, like, crash.
Yeah.
Like, fall, makes his truck tip over.
Mm-hmm.
And Whitney just gets knocked out, and Clark is behind him, like, the truck, and runs over, and he saves him.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, it is, like, it's Clark Kent. I mean, he's gonna save anybody. I mean,
How did you feel about him saving Whitney of all people? Because you hate Whitney out of all the cast.
Yeah,
You love Lana.
Yeah,
she's
pretty good.
You love her, even though she's not much of a character. You love the parents.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Kent. Pretty good.
The Kents are awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
You love Chloe.
Chloe is cool.
You kind of like Pete. You haven't really mentioned much about Pete. He's just there.
Yeah, he's just there a lot of times.
I mean, okay, he becomes more of a character later on.
Yeah, plus he hasn't really done nothing extravagant to remember.
Yeah, but like
Pete right there.
Yeah, I mean, but he's still one of Clark's best friends.
True.
So out of all of them, Lex's father, but he's not a main cast member. But out of all of those people, you're just like,
I mean, you can't blame Clark for helping him. But
I mean, no,
I would not have cared if he died.
You would not have cared if he died. Like, Lana, like, crying, and Clark kind of, I guess, like, I didn't save him in time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have cared.
No, because like, my main man Clark could have swooped game.
But what if there's, like, a funeral episode or something like that, like, and Clark or Lana,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even Pete, because he's on the football team,
yeah.
gave, like, a speech,
mm-hmm.
what would you say? Like, would you still feel I don't care. Or would you kind of feel sorry for him?
I wouldn't feel sorry for him. I'd feel sorry for the people.
Sorry for the people, not for Pete.
Yeah,
Not for Whitney. Yeah. Just for the other people.
Yeah, because my main man Clark, he likes her, obviously.
Your main man Clark, our main man Clark over here.
And he has that swoop game chance if he dies.
He does. But, wow, that... I didn't think you were going to get that in-depth with when I said, how do you feel? Well, I mean, I got in-depth when I said the funeral, but you were just like, you were just talking about Clark, how he could just get Lana.
I mean, it'd be easier.
It would be easier.
He's so much better for her than Whitney.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, we don't know if Whitney takes care of her or not.
True. But, like, you haven't really seen him much do anything with her. He's always playing football.
I mean, we've only seen, like, two conversations with... Clark and Lana.
But like, they were good in-depth conversations.
They were good conversations. We haven't seen a conversation with Whitney and Lana, but we don't know if they don't have good conversations. Like, they could still be a good couple.
I don't know, he just gives off that awkward vibe. Like, he's gonna do something, get Lana mad, Lana's gonna hate Clark if you like... He probably blame it on Clark or something like that, and then ruin everybody's jam.
Everybody's jam. But, back to Bug Boy. Back to Spider-Man. Metamorpho. Okay. This is around the scene where he takes all his skin off.
That was gross.
That was gross.
I looked away, actually.
Okay. When the scene went on, when Metamorpho's in the shower and he's peeling off his face, he's shedding, Jesse literally, like, in a horror movie... When you're watching a horror movie and, like, someone goes, no, I don't want to watch, and they put their hand right in front of their face, but they kind of peek with their other eye, that's exactly what Jesse was doing.
It was good.
He was like, no, and then he was like, maybe, no, maybe, no.
Dude, it was so gross.
It was gross, but it was funny how you were just like, I don't want to see it, or do
bad.
I? No, I don't want to, maybe, no. You were just on and off about that scene.
Bro, you should see me doing scary movies, dude. It's
all
worse.
Scary movies. One day. but I love it. Okay, I love how you're just like, no, on the scene. But you take... After that, how the mom comes up. Greg, where are you? Goes upstairs. Greg, what is this? Stop it right now. I can't stop it. I'll eat. I'll molt. I'll mate.
Yeah, I like how he really goes in depth a spider.
With the
inner spider.
Well, he doesn't have spider just because... He kills his mom by shooting web. He's like, you know the the certain spider kills its what a certain spider does when it hatches, it kills its mother, and he like shoots web out of his mouth. Mm. But remember, he's like with a bunch of bugs. He's not like with one certain bug. Like, oh, this is my power. I'm a spider guy. No, true. Like,
this is what mainly bait revolves around, though.
I love how you're like, no, to the shower scene. But that scene, you're just like, meh. True. He like shoots webs out of his. I think that's grosser than the
peeling skin. The peeling skin. Face.
But he imagine like a bunch of imagine taking a web. Mm-hmm. Like a like Charlotte's Web, mm-hmm. and just sticking it in your mouth.
That was alright. That's pretty late.
What? What is wrong with
that
you?
That was cool.
Imagine just a bunch of webs. There could be spiders in there too.
That's cool.
In your throat.
Because he was okay with it. Like he was a bug now.
That so that grosses me out more than yes more because you're just like yeah whatever yeah bugs.
That was what made him him.
That's what made him him. Yep. That's what made Bug Boy
and
him.
He really did adapt to all the bug senses when he was like, I have to breed.
I have to breed. I have to molt.
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah.
And, oh, I love, okay, after when, after when he attacks Clark in his barn,
mm-hmm.
but at first, like, Jonathan gets attacked. And then Jonathan, like, flies off of the second floor. And this is one of the... I think we'll make a segment out of this because it happens so much.
Yeah.
This is one of the... This is a segment I like to call Jesse, You Thought.
Jesse, You Thought.
This segment is where we name the times that Jesse thought a main character was going to die. Okay, number one is definitely when... definitely when Whitney... car crashed.
Yeah.
And he was about to die, but Clark saved him. Number two is most definitely when Clark's dad fell and he was about to fall onto like a tractor equipment.
A plow. Yeah.
And it was just razor sharp metal. And you were like, no! And I was like, you thought Whitney was going to die. Just messing with him. He's like, no, no. And then
Clark comes in.
And then, like, slow motion. And you're like, oh, okay. It's going to be okay. Yeah. Because, like, Clark's running.
Yeah.
Slow motion and stops him. And I just love it how you're like, no, he might die.
I said Jonathan was going to die before we even started watching because he died in every Superman movie.
Oh, yeah. Jesse thinks that Jonathan's going to die eventually because he dies in every Superman
movie.
It's
always a heart attack.
It's always a heart attack. But we all know if we all have seen Smallville or we haven't, we all know what's going to happen. But we can't say anything.
Yeah.
Commenters, don't say anything. Michael Rosenbaum, if you're listening, come on the show. Okay. I know that has nothing to do with anything. We weren't even talking about Lex, but come on the show, Michael Rosenbaum.
Gotcha,
you have a podcast. We'll be on your podcast. No one knows about us, but we know about you.
We're out there listening.
But so that was the segment, Jesse, You Thought.
Jesse, You Thought.
Oh wait, no, the segment hasn't ended. Whoops. After Bug Boy attacked, they go to his house. By the way, his name is Greg.
Greg,
the guy, the
just Greg.
Metamorpho. Greg, it's like Greg's house, and then... He's like, oh, we used to hang out with him, but his mom was super strict. Yelled at me one time. Yeah, and Pete's like, yeah, but he had this really cool fort, like treehouse. And he's like, yeah, it was okay. Well, what's wrong? Why are you biased? And it's like, Clark doesn't like heights. And it's like, oh, he doesn't like heights, but he's super mad. Like, hi, Jinx. No, no.
It was pretty funny.
It's funny because Clark doesn't like heights in the whole series.
Yeah, and he can fly. Superman can fly.
He's like, nah, I don't like heights at all. Like, ugh, no, I don't like that. Mm. And it's just funny, but it's kind of...
Comical.
Kind of weird.
Oh, yes.
That he doesn't like heights. Like, oh, I don't like heights. Why? I don't have any real reason. I'm Superman, and nope.
I can do whatever I want.
I can do whatever I want.
And say whatever I want.
And they got in his house, And when they went into his room, it was filled with cobwebs, which really freaked me out, too.
And then, like, you see his mom and up on the wall.
Well, okay, his mom is, like, Clark's like, what is this? And it's a cocoon, and he opens it, and his mom comes out, and she looks like, she doesn't look rotten or anything. She doesn't, like...
She looks old, though, like, she's been there for a while.
She looks like she just, like, she looks like Greg sucked the life out of her or something.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what he did. He, like, pulled a Dracula on her, like, I need a mole.
Pulled by Dracula.
I need a mate. And then he kills her, and then I need to eat, too, and, like, eats.
What if... I wonder, like, if he did mate, like, if that'd be, like, a cool little thing that it finally comes out in the road, like, by the way, I made it.
Another villain, like, his son.
Yeah.
Like, Lana didn't work out. I made it with someone, like...
Yeah.
By the way, kidnaps Lana, of course. She's the damsel in distress, and...
I thought she was gonna die.
And this is the part where we go to... You thought, again, Jesse, you thought that she was going to die.
They put all the characters on the block so many times.
They always do. They do. And it's funny. It's funny you say that because, God, how many times they're going to do it in this series. But, yes, that did happen. Like, it already happened 3 times in this episode. And you thought.
I did think.
And that ends our segment of Jesse, you thought. Back to the plot. So Clark follows him into a weird abandoned factory or something.
Yeah.
It's weird because they never mention that ever again, like the factory or anything.
It's just chilling right there.
It's just chilling right there. Mm-hmm. And it's like in Smallville, and that's like Smallville.
Yeah. It's a big factory.
But they don't talk about it at all. Like, oh, the abandoned mill factory or something like that. They don't even mention the name of it, or they might have, but, like, they don't mention it ever again. And I'm like, it's like a big building that they could do something about. But
yeah.
CW's like, nah, we forgot about it anyway. Blow it up or something.
Make it cool. Superman's flying out of it.
But, like, there's a bunch of kryptonite in there, too. Meteor rocks. And he's like, oh, no, my one weakness that will be used.
Yeah, dude, that necklace is going on my nerves, bro. On this episode.
Oh, yeah, the necklace. That's, Lex found the necklace, gave it to Clark. Clark doesn't give it back.
Not at first.
But, anyway.
I don't know if he will. But...
Getting too ahead, actually. Yeah. Getting too ahead. They're having a battle. Clark's like, oh, no. And he gets behind this... metal thing. He's like, what the? And he notices it's lead. He's like, oh, I got this now. And he, like, knocks Metamorpho, like, all the way to...
Like, space.
all the way to, like, a weird bar thing. And he's like, and, like, moves a chain, and then something just flies right onto him.
Yeah.
And...
We don't know really what happens, does he? Like, do
I mean...
Kill him?
I remember, like, all those bugs, like, came out of that, and it just leaves.
What if he can't come back together?
The funny thing is, this isn't a spoiler or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't die. He didn't die.
Oh, really?
He doesn't come back until season 10.
Season
10, he doesn't come back. 10 years later, he's like, I might as well come back.
Might as well call some more.
That 10 years later.
Jeez.
That's
so long.
That's so long. I don't know if we'll remember this podcast at that time, but we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, he just talks... He just like, oh, no, I'm defeated, like every villain.
Yeah, it's a clear. And no, Superman, bro.
It just goes back, and Clark's like, oh, man, I'm going to give Lana her necklace, but without her knowing, and knocks on her door, and he does the stupidest thing I've ever seen. He could have just left the box that Clark gave him, made out of St. George's armor or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like, lead. He could have just put the box on the floor, and she opened it.
Yeah.
But he's like, nah, I'll be nice and take out the necklace that could kill me and put it
all
on the door. Yeah, like,
all veins popping
it's
up.
It's so weird when his veins, like, turn green and his hand turns white, and he's like, I'll put it right there.
Yeah.
And it just ends like that. And I think the weirdest thing of this episode, one of the weirdest things, when she goes, when he knocks on the door and leaves, she goes, Whitney? Opens the door, Whitney, is that you?
But then she looked at Clark's house.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's eyeball. That's the only house that is there, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, she, like, gives it that look like she knew who did it.
She didn't know who did
kinda.
It.
Kinda.
I guess like so. But she doesn't, like, mention it in the next episode. I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's like, Whitney, is that you? I'm like, why would you think it's Whitney in, like, 12 o'clock at night? Like, have you done it or something? Because that's the only way you would think that. Whitney, is that you? Is it time for date night or what? Is it
time for a date night?
Is it time for goody goods? Because that's just weird. But, I just like the episode. And, last podcast, we did the fashion report.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
The fashion report. I mean, there isn't a lot of distinctive things in this episode. I will say that Jonathan is still rocking all his farmer jeans, and
you did get to see Clark also wear some farmer.
Well, I mean, Clark wears plaid, and he always will wear plaid for the rest of his life.
Well, he was wearing that one T-shirt, just a T-shirt.
Oh, well, yeah, he was just wearing a T-shirt. Yeah. Oh, good for Clark. Good for Clark.
Yeah,
I just think it's weird. But Lex is always wearing a suit. He's always wearing formal.
He's always black. You always see black.
Always on. See black on and white, and like he looks good. Michael Rosenbaum. I mean, not to sound weird, but looks good in a suit. I'm just saying he looks good in a suit.
Yeah.
And I guess that's my fashion. Like, what about you? Did you see anything like? Very specific, or
you know, Whitney still got that sweater though.
Oh, Whitney's Letterman jacket. Yeah, I'm surprised that's the thing that stands out for you. Like,
yeah, you're just like, he's always wearing it. Like,
oh man, that Letterman jacket.
Does he
man.
Even shower, bro?
Does he even shower? Does he shower with the Letterman? No, I'm kidding. But it's just weird to me that's the thing that stands out.
Yeah,
and that's the end of the fashion trend.
Fashion.
Anyway, we're running out of time, but this is the ending of our podcast where we mention our two favorite scenes in this episode. Jesse, I feel like you should go first this time.
Okay, definitely when he was peeling the skin. I didn't like it, but it really gave him some character.
How would peeling skin give someone character?
Okay, something a bug would do. Sheds.
I
like
feel
cicadas
like what you're wording. I feel like what you're trying to say is it gave him coolness. It gave him something cool. Is that what you're trying
to
say?
Yeah, but he also looks like a bug.
It didn't give him character though. That's not giving someone character.
Well, I mean, once he got bit by a bug, he started doing it, and like bugs do that a lot.
Yeah, but that's not character.
I mean, so something cool that they
if like someone if someone was like, hey, here's this free money. It's like, oh, no, I don't want to take that. I have a good life already. That builds character.
Oh, true.
This doesn't build character.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
I'm sorry that I'm hating on your favorite scene.
That's pretty cool. Man.
Okay,
what's
your second favorite scene?
Definitely when Spider-Man was at the barn.
When he's, like, on the barn. Oh,
and when his dad get pushed in.
Oh, when his dad gets pushed in.
Like,
I like how your favorite scenes are the ones that you're like, oh no, like the most. I guess that's a good thing. Like the highest points of the episode, you're
climax.
Like, oh yes, the climax of, well, not the climax, but the highest points, less than the climax of the episode, you're like, yeah, oh no, yeah, what? Like, you're just on that. I would have to say my favorite parts of the episodes. Probably when Clark goes to Lex's house and he's like, he sees the Battle of St. George or something like that, like some battlefield, some weird battle representation of a thing on Lex's table, and Lex is like, my father gave it to me for Christmas when I was 8, and he's like, oh, cool gift. It wasn't a gift, it was a battle strategy. He's like, whoa, okay.
It got intense real fast.
And he gives him the box, the kryptonite, like the lead box
of the armor.
That's my first favorite scene, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that like builds a few, that's builds a lot. Like it shows how Lex was raised, kind of, because like my father gave it to me, And it wasn't a gift. It was a battle strategy. Like,
mm-hmm.
it shows how Lex's childhood wasn't the funnest. Wasn't the best childhood. But, and then my second favorite scene, jeez, that's actually really hard because, I mean, that scene I just named was pretty good, and the scenes that you said, I'm not sure about that.
Well, I mean, the one where his dad almost died, that was pretty, like,
that was pretty intense, but I feel like my second favorite scene is definitely when they go to Greg's house,
mm-hmm.
and they, like, take pictures of, like, all the stuff that was in his house, like the molding, and then they see his mom and all that. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's a cool thing. Like, they saw what just happened, and they see the skin on the floor.
Yeah.
And that freaks me out more than, like, when he tore it off, that freaks me out more.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that was my second favorite scene. I just liked it. It was a good episode. So, what do you rate this episode compared to, like, the first episode?
Meteorites.
From Meteorites. Okay. You go first.
First one, I give it, like, an 8, 7. What was it? One of the two? I don't know. This one's pretty good. You got to really see not hardcore villain, but, like, a more intense villain. And, I don't know, like, maybe, like, a 6 meteorite.
A six isn't that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, a 6 isn't that bad. I would have to say, I mean, I like everything that has happened. Like, I liked everything that was in the episode. There wasn't, like, bad dialogue or anything. There wasn't bad storytelling.
So what do you rate it?
What do I rate it? I would have to rate it at I would have to rate it pretty much a 5?
A 5?
5 out of 10
meteorites.
No, 5 out of 10 farmer jackets.
Oh, 5 out of 10
5 out of 10 farmer jackets because of Jonathan's clothes. But I think that would be a good ending to this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Noah.
And we just got our names confused.
Yeah, I was like...
Yep. I'm Jesse. And Noah. Okay. But for reals, this has been the second podcast. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
Good night.